Hello everyone. I've entitled this video this morning, Reflections of the Events of 1-6-21. There is going to be a lot of hoopla over what happened yesterday at the Capitol building. And both sides of the political spectrum will make a heyday out of it. And the liberals will get a lot of leverage out of it. So will the conservatives. It's called political football. But what are my thoughts about it this morning? What is a plumber's son's thoughts about what happened yesterday? Well, in a nutshell, my thoughts are this. An individual's only hope is the mercy and grace God through his son Jesus Christ. Why are we told in the Bible to put no confidence in princes? To put no confidence in the arm of the flesh? I don't want to be obnoxious, but the fact is, I've stated for months and months that Trump beating his chest, talking about how great he was not going to accomplish anything. You know, and that is Jesus Christ, King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And it's not Donald Trump, and it's not Joe Biden, and it's not Kamala Harris, or it's not Michael Pence, or Ted Cruz, or Mitch McConnell, or Nancy Pelosi, or any of them. They are dust. They are less than grasshoppers in the sight of God. They should be humbling themselves under the mighty hand of God Almighty. You know, come unto me, all ye that are weary and heavy laden, I will give you rest. Cast your cares upon him, for he careth for you. So don't get all bent out of shape about what's going on up there in that corrupt city of Washington, D.C. Realize that God is in control. He has the whole world in the palm of his hand. He has you and me, brother, in the palm of his hand. He's got you and me, sister, in the palm of his hand. He's got the whole world in his hands. He created the world. So by him all things consist. Yesterday's events are just another exclamation point of how God has foretold all things that are going to come to pass. He has ordained all things. We have the book of Revelation, which tells us what would happen in the end times, and we're seeing it fulfilled in front of our very eyes. Men will be lovers of themselves rather than lovers of God. They worshiped and served the creature more than the Creator, who's blessed forever, amen. So this morning, look to Christ. And for his people, he's the author and finisher of our faith. For the joy that was set before us, he endured the cross, he despised the shame, and is set down at the right hand of God. May the good Lord be with you today in a special way, is my prayer. And may we look to Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith, for all things. God bless.